creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's host is Min Nguyen.
And we're back. Hello, my name is Min Nguyen, and you're listening to The Lightning Rod. Okay, creative folks, so in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how to interview a guest, some of the stumbles, some of the interview questions I asked, and how to construct those questions to have an engaging and effective session. So last time I did an episode on how to moderate a panel, Tammy and I were talking, and she really liked that series. I might go a little bit more into it and just give some more advice and some more info on how to do a moderating, because I really like moderating. I think it's really, really fun. So for those of you who don't know, or those of you who haven't seen that last episode, the creative folks as a team has launched a new program called Empower Asian America. It's a new division in our company. What is it all about? So Empower Asian America is our initiative as an Asian owned and operated company. We wanted to empower more Asian American and Pacific Islander creatives, and we wanted to give them a platform for them to talk about whatever creative industry that they're a part of, whether it's video games, illustration, animation, graphic design, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We felt like there was just so little representation in the world of art, and specifically the dramatic arts and the entertainment industry with Asian Americans. We're so underrepresented as a group of people, and we wanted to create a space where we can invite people in the industry, people that can come in and talk about their art. So far I've interviewed and moderated a few of these events, and I'm constructing the questions behind the scenes for it. So I really wanted to break down that process a little bit more. And this is obviously a little bit of a shameless self-promotion. If you want more information about Empower Asian America, please go to the Creative Folks website and you can find everything you need on there. Okay, so let's start from the very beginning on how I construct the questions for the interview. So typically, we're very upfront at the Creative Folks, and I'm going to be very transparent with you guys. Sometimes we have guests who cancel on us. Sometimes we have last-minute guests. And that requires me, as the moderator and the co-host, I have to do a lot of research on this person. I read an entire book once just to moderate a panel event. So let's just say my person is a little bit of a last minute case where they just came on and I have to reconstruct the questions, or if I have to just get to know them really quickly, I first and foremost, I go to Tammy or I go to whoever. But if I don't have Tammy, then I'll just do a little bit of research on my own. I'll look up their name. I'll look at their LinkedIn. And you really want to get a general understanding of who this person is or what they're willing to show the world. So if I don't know who this person is, I'll just do a quick LinkedIn search and I'll find out where they went to school. I'll find out where they studied. It sounds so stalkerish. It really does. But it's important. And it's information that's public and it's available and it's out there for me to search. So it's not super creepy. It's just for me to like construct my questions around them and the work that they're doing. So for one of my interviews, I interviewed Miss Cindy Wilson, and she wrote a really beautiful book about her experience and her journey called Too Much Soul. And in her book, she describes her journey as a Korean adoptee to a Black family in America and her experience in an inter-minority household. So she's a minority herself, raised by other minorities. What is that like versus an interracial household versus her experience with the Asian community, the Black community, et cetera, et cetera. So with her, she was not a last minute guest. I still went through the same process, but I had time to read her book. So like with my last minute guest, I still went on to LinkedIn. I still went on just to see who she was as a human being. And then I read her book. And for a book interview like that case, I'm going to be very specific and talk about that one. It's important not to give key information about the book away. I want to ask questions that entices the reader or entices the audience member to want to read the book further or to want to invest in her, because we're also here to promote her as well, along with our brand, the Creative Folks. The goal is to keep the questions vague enough for two reasons. Number one, like I said, I want the audience to read her book. I want them to click on her link. I want to support her. So I want to ask questions that you can find in the book, but not give everything away. So that's number one. Number two is that I want to ask questions that incite more questions, because that's the thing, and that's the goal of a panel event. When you have guests in a live studio audience, or you have guests that are paying sometimes to go to an event, our events are free, of course, but some events might be paid, and you want them to engage. Audience engagement is very important, because the reason why audience engagement is so important, especially for a panel event, is because, especially if it's recorded, what's the point of them showing up there if they can just watch the recording later? We want to entice viewership. We want to entice attendance. So I structure my questions in a way that begs for more questions. Okay. So for example, with that specific case with Miss Cindy Wilson, I asked a lot about what it was like as a Korean American adoptee, but I also casually threw in one or two questions about what it was like in Korea before that, like what it was like for her there. But I didn't go so far into it because I knew that she went to Korea because I saw a previous interview of hers. But I asked one question about it, and then lo and behold, sure enough, a few audience members asked more questions about that as well. And we started forming a dialogue, and then that was really cool. So I purposefully didn't go super far into that detail because I want audience participation and I want audience engagement. But then another thing too is when I read her book through, I took a lot of notes on her book. Like, my copy of her book is filled with highlights, and I wanted to ask questions. And this is the third major point, is I wanted to ask questions that I felt like was relatable to my audience. So in my case, for this specific interview, my audience is full of people from the Asian American experience, but also people from the Black experience. So I wanted to ask questions that would be tailored specifically to my audience. So you really want to keep your audience at the forefront of your mind, because like I said, they're paying for this event. They need to know the information that is germane to them for it to be worth their money. That's how I feel as an audience member. So I asked questions. This was one I tailored specifically for my audience, because in her book, she talks so much about what it was like being bullied for her racial features. Like, she was bullied for having Asian features on her face, like her Asian eyes and her hair, et cetera, et cetera. She was bullied very horrendously for, quote unquote, looking like she was Chinese, even though she's Korean. And I feel like that was a very relatable experience that a lot of Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders could relate to. I certainly have been bullied for my features. And sure enough, I promise you, someone in my audience will have as well. And I wanted to ask, you know, how did you overcome that? Because there might be someone in my audience who's still dealing with that, or maybe someone in my audience who has overcome it as well, and they want to hear her experience. So that's something that incites me. I'm curious to know how she overcame that, which brings me to my fourth point, is you really want to also think about what entices you. What do you want to ask her? Because as a moderator and as a panel hostess or host, it's really cool. You're in a very unique position where you could have a very personal conversation with this person that's published to the world. It's being recorded and you're the one asking it. So you're kind of the voice for the audience, but also you get to have a little bit of fun with it. So think first and foremost, when you're constructing the questions, your audience, but also you, what did you find interesting, specifically you? And that goes just as far as an audience member, because ultimately you were an audience member way more than you were moderating. Like, I am an audience member, I think, from when I was 5 years old and I was in kindergarten and I heard my first assembly speech to right now at 26 years old. I've been an audience member way, way longer than I have ever given a speech. And I probably will be for the rest of my life. So you want to think like an audience member, and your voice and your thoughts and feelings about the questions you want to ask are valid as well. Obviously, there are some questions that are very specific to me that I will cut out because I want it to be general enough for the whole audience. So for example, there was a question that I cut out just because I felt like, oh, that's really specific to my interest. Where for me, I wanted to ask her, you know, was there any Asian American representation that you saw on TV or any Asian American heroes that you looked up to that you saw? But I felt like that question kind of steered away from the conversation of her being an adoptee. It was just moving away from the topic, and it was something that I was interested in knowing, but something that wasn't relevant. And that's brings me to my fifth point, is you really want to construct the questions around the relevancy of the topic. Okay, so basically, that question would not have been great for this topic, even though we at Empower Asian America, we really love media representation. That's why we're here, is to give media representation. We want to be very specific, and we want to talk about what specifically the panel is about. So a totally different example is, let's just say I'm giving a panel on, charcoal. I'm giving a panel on traditional art, specifically charcoal painting. It would be kind of inappropriate if I started talking and asking questions about Photoshop or asking questions about a totally different industry like graphic design or animation when we're talking about charcoal. It would be kind of bizarre. So I want to stay really micromanaged and talk about just her experience, her book, and that was kind of the place where I kept my focus centered on. Media representation, that question and questions like that, I tended to omit. And if an audience member wants to ask that question, obviously they're free to ask that question themselves. But as a moderator, I have to keep the panel very, very micromanaged and focused. So those are my major tips for constructing a question on how to moderate and asking questions that are effective and meaningful to the conversation while still maintaining the focus of the conversation. So this is something that I've really tried to get better at, especially if a guest comes in last minute. So if a guest comes in last minute, as I mentioned earlier in this episode, I'll do the same thing as I did with Cindy, where I'll try to research them as quickly as I can. Obviously, it's not going to be as thorough. It's not going to be as heavily researched if they're especially coming in 2 days before or a week before. That hasn't quite happened yet. We had something kind of similar happen, but not to the point where it was like the hour of. That's just never happened so far. But our last minute guests, we usually have like about a week or about 2 weeks. Maybe the latest was 3 days or 5 days before the event. But in that case, then what I'll do is I'll just do a quick search at their website. I'll do a quick search of their portfolio. I'll ask them questions about their art style, their process. I'll ask them typically more personal questions like, what is your process? What is your experience with this? Or how do you think? I'll ask them more questions that I'm curious about, but also that are more personal to them versus their work, because I haven't researched their work well enough to ask those questions or to even know the kind of questions I'll ask. So hopefully when I construct the questions based on their personal experience or their personal process, it will bring in a lot of their industry experience and it'll bring in a lot of the work that they do at their company. Or I'll ask general questions like that and I'll try to keep it more conversational. So those events are a little bit more improv for me, like a lot more improv. And I might make a whole episode on just improvising, especially like there's some situations where I haven't fully mastered yet where my guest is a little quick to answer the question. They'll give like a one answer question, or they'll give a very short question that doesn't yield for an easy transition. I have not mastered the art of improv yet, but when I do, I'll totally construct an episode around that. I need to do more research on that myself. But those are my general tips and tricks for constructing questions for a moderating event. I typically do my research ahead of time, and we haven't had a whole lot of situations where we have a last minute guest, but when we do, yeah, I try to keep it just a little bit more personal. I try to just ask them questions that are a little bit more general, but then just build the conversation up with them. And I try to let them know that ahead of time, that I might not ask them questions that are in the script. And I'm pretty upfront, and I'm pretty upfront with my guests, and they know it too. If they're a last minute add-on, they know that this was a last minute decision. So I will be very upfront and say, like, I might ask some things that are a little off the script. We send you the questions ahead of time, but just in case, I might ask you something that is a little out there. So my final bit of advice is, if you do that, just make sure to talk to your guest ahead of time. Ask them what their comfort zone is. What are questions that are, you know, maybe you cannot disclose because you signed a contract? Or what are some questions that, you know, you just don't feel comfortable answering? What is a topic that we should avoid in this conversation? And clearing that up ahead of time really helps with the improvising. It really helps with that process. So I hope that my advice helped today. I know it was pretty general, but I think it's good to keep that in mind. I had to relearn that myself as I was learning to moderate these events. I had to really relearn a lot of things I talked about today. So like I said, I hope this was helpful. And if you moderate an event, or if you are going to moderate an event in the future, let me know. I'm really excited to hear what our listeners do. I'm excited to hear how they creatively hustle, what their industry is like. And if you ever want to be featured on Empower Asian America, let me and Tammy know as well. We'd love to hear from you guys. So this is Min Nguyen, and I am signing out. Bye.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the creative folks.